Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor consultants and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Cancer Support Sonoma is excited to announce its highly anticipated major fundraising event, Wig Out Sonoma. Going to be held on September 25th at the enchanting Jacuzzi Family Vineyards in Sonoma Valley. Cancer Support Sonoma is Sonoma Valley's only clinic providing integrative therapies that ease the physical, mental, and emotional effects of cancer treatment. Wig Out Sonoma has become a powerful platform for sustaining these life-enhancing services. Set against the breathtaking backdrop, Wig Out Sonoma promises an unforgettable evening of connection and community. So don a wig, alter your ego, and have fun as we party with a purpose to support those who have had a cancer diagnosis and need the healing therapies of Cancer Support Sonoma's practitioners. Tickets are on sale now at cancersupportsonoma.org. A limited number of tickets are available, so early booking is encouraged to secure your spot at this not-to-be-missed event. Wig Out Sonoma, September 25th at Jacuzzi Family Vineyards. Party with a purpose.
And we are here on Wednesday, July 30th. It is the fifth Wednesday of the month. It is a curious thing. Some months have more of a weekday than other months. One might think that four was the number, but curiously, no. Every once in a while, in a, think about three maybe times a year, maybe two, maybe four, I'm not sure. But sometimes there's an extra Wednesday, and today is that extra Wednesday, which means that I have some interesting ability to have other people on the show. I have a long list of important people and organizations in Sonoma that are on my first, second, third, and fourth Wednesday, but this is the fifth. So today I have Steve Kyle coming in at 9 a.m. He is a well-known Sonoman, and he is a part of a new campaign put on by the Sonoma Valley Hospital Foundation, and is called My Hospital, and they have chosen five people that have experienced our fabulous hospital and all its many attributes and have stories to tell about what happened to them at the hospital. Steve Kyle will be on 9 o'clock. And then from 9:20 until closing at 10, I'm going to have, and I'm so happy about this, because some of you listeners who have been listening to my Radio Theater of the Wild West show may know that there is an actual time machine here deep below the KSVY studio. It is made of titanium. It is powered by an unregistered nuclear reactor. And we are going to bring back Captain Henry Ernest Boys at 9:20, and he is going to tell the story of his life. We're going to interview him. He's brought back to life by the KSVY time machine. The Doobie Brothers brought out a new album about 2 months ago, and I am just loving this album. The Doobies, one of the great, great, greats of all time, blending every musical genre you can imagine: rock, jazz, funk. And this new album is just great. And on a few of the tracks, we have, once again, Michael McDonald. This is called The Speed of Pain.
My friend Matt. I think he meant not to.
Carlos Santana with Michelle Branch, The Game of Love. What a great, great cut. I remember the first time I heard that new cut from Carlos Santana. I was heading back to Sonoma from San Francisco on Highway 37. I was stopped in traffic. This happens a lot. And they played that number on K-Fog, probably. I don't think it's around anymore, K-Fog. That's the way radio stations go. Except for ours. We are a radio station that shall never leave the airwaves. And that's a nice segue for our summer fundraiser 2025. We are listener-supported radio, and you are listening. And that means that we would like some donations from you. We bring you local news, emergency alerts, all kinds of music, and creative community-powered programming. I'm a big fan of that. No donation too small, no too big. It takes real people and real resources to run the station 24/7. You make it happen. How can you give? Well, you can go to ksvy.org to donate online securely, or you can just mail us a check to 680 West Napa Street, Sonoma, California, 95476. Or you can just appear one day and talk to the wonderful people here. Usually there's someone here, and you can talk to Ronnie Joe Grooms or Bob Taylor, hand them a check. Or even cash. We will be happy to take wads of cash. Because this is truly a remarkable station. I am happy to be here. I have been here for 20 years. I'm not one of the inaugural class, sadly. We began April 1st, 2004. And my radio theater show of the Wild West started September 1st, 2004. I'm not the very beginning. It does bother me, admittedly, but I have never stopped producing my Sunday night show at 6 o'clock, Radio Theater of the Wild West, since that day. I'm a big supporter of the station, therefore. And so there you go. Please send us some money. We could really use it. Thank you. Now, those last two cuts, numbers, the first one by the Doobie Brothers, The Pain of Love, and the second one, maybe my favorite love song of all time, The Game of Love, Michelle Branch, Carlos Santana. Let's listen to a little Grateful Dead live at Shoreline Amphitheater, Mountain View, on May 12, 1991. I, of all the Deads, I prefer the late Dead, which makes sense if you are a dead person, sort of folk. Here we go, the late Dead. Still alive, though, 1991.
Don't ever know watch each card you play and play it slow. Wait until that deal come round. Don't you let that deal go down, no, no. I've been gambling here about 15 good solid years. I talked about all the wind down and would burn on all the old. Don't ever know
been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at sebastianitheater.com.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Season with herbs instead of salt. Try curbing your salt intake by seasoning your foods with fresh or dried herbs. They're versatile and can spice up any dish by adding flavor without the sodium. If you absolutely need some salt, try reducing the amount and use half, or just adding a little pinch.
The Sonoma Valley Historical Society presents Conversations with Historians. It's a series that will begin August 9th, and in person will be Jim Shine as he presents the collections of Bob Parmalee, a passionate collector, California historian, Sonoma historian, and local documenter, with maps, books, documents, photos, and ephemera. Just some of the important donations to the Historical Society of Sonoma Valley. Saturday, August 9th, Sonoma Community Center, Room 110 at 10 a.m. Check out Sonoma Valley's Historical Society Conversations with Historians series with Jim Shine, presenting the collections of Bob Parmalee. For more information, go to sonomacommunitycenter.org or svhs.org.
And now back to The Morning Show.
We are back on The Morning Show. I am the Wednesday Morning Show host. I am George Weber, and I was a friend of Bob Parmalee's, and I believe that this lecture put on by the Sonoma Valley Historical Society featuring Bob Parmalee's stuff is going to be an absolutely fantastic thing to see. Bob Parmalee collected and knew history, and he was a really, really nice guy, and I enjoyed him tremendously. I knew his family, and after he left us, his wife told me that 3 days before he passed, he said to her, "I have a new project," and he had come up with a new focus of study, and he was so excited, she told me, that he had something new to work on. I guess we historians are crazy. That's the only way to explain it. So he really was the premier Sonoma Valley historian, and he collected so much amazing things. And if his office is right on the right as you're going down to Murphy's, and for a long time you could look inside there and see all this stuff on this one office that he had, and he didn't close the curtain, and it was like piles. I remember seeing huge piles all over this room for years. And so all that stuff went to the Sonoma Valley Historical Society. There's stuff in there that will blow your mind if you are a sort of history-loving person like me. Okay, we're still here listening to some music now. Well, let's go along with a little more Grateful Dead. That was good. This is Black Muddy River live at Oakland Coliseum.
And I can't tell my food from a stone. I will of my own. I will walk alone by the black muddy river, singing a song of my own.
Well, this is a little too slow for me this morning. It's Wednesday. Got to get you guys up and moving. Let's try this.
From the Rio Grande, and I sing the songs in the cowboy band.
I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the dogies go, cause I learned them all on the radio.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays the fiddle in the cowboy band. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he calls the dance in the cowboy band.
Do-si-do all around your par, swing that gal till she gets tarred, alimony left in your own backyard.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays guitar in the cowboy band. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays the bass in the cowboy band. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Stop! desert on a hot, windy day. I've tried so hard to tell you in so many ways, but I'm scared of the heartache and scenes with the cowboy of
There were two cowboy songs for you there here on KSVY. Well, you never know what you're going to hear. One more reason to give generously to us, because we produce radio that doesn't sound like radio on any other part of the dial. And I want to welcome Dick Conte to our panoply of hosts. Dick Conte is now the host of, I believe it's called A Jazz Journey, and Dick Conte is a friend of mine. He has been a DJ, a jazz DJ on local Bay Area radio stations since 1965. That is an absolute fact. 1965, that's 60 years of continually being a jazz DJ, as well as a local Sonoman for over 30 years, a truly talented jazz pianist. And my brother Steve is his bass player. There you go. That's why I know him so well. Anyway, now I'm going to take a second to talk about one other thing that's happening here in Sonoma, and that is, it is Shakespeare Under the Stars at Buena Vista Winery. Now, for the last 10 years or more, Sonoma Shakespeare Under the Stars has been a cherished tradition at Buena Vista Winery. And these performances have brought our community together through laughter, language, and timeless brilliance of Shakespeare, all right against the champagne cellars. Kate Kennedy has been doing this for a very long time. This is her last season at Buena Vista. They are performing a comedy, The Comedy of Errors, and it, if you've never been to one of Kate's shows, it's really, really great. Doors open at 6 p.m. at Buena Vista, which is a beautiful place to visit, and it's done outside right in front of the Champagne Cellars, the second historic building on the property. The performances start at 7 p.m. There's a little intermission, and what you can do is you can bring a picnic dinner and buy some wine from Buena Vista and have an absolutely great time. Shakespeare, when done in an amusing way, there's really nothing like him, and I am a big supporter of Kate Kennedy and all she's been doing all these years. So there's still some let's take a look here. It starts on August 6th and goes through the 17th. So I believe there are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows. Wednesday through Sunday. There you go. August 6th through 17th. And you can go to Buena Vista Winery to get a ticket. Thank you. And let's continue on now with some more songs. This particular song is another Western type song. Here we go.
One, two.
This is Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now. Yippee-yi, old coyote, way, and I know every trail in the Lone Star State, because I ride the rig in my Ford V8.
Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay.
An old pack mule. Well, I must be some kind of fool. A whole lot of humping for a little bit of pay. And I'm a dull boy at the end of the day. So when I'm down and feeling blue, there's one thing that gets me through. I whip out a yodel, huddle-a-dee, huddle-a-dee. Just crank out a yodel, huddle-a-dee, hiddle-a-dee, hiddle-a-dee. With a hand on the shovel and a foot in the grave, I'm feeling like the dog of a ditch digger's slave. It's a cruel, cruel world, but I don't care. No one ever told me that life was fair. So when I'm down and feeling blue, there's one thing that gets me through. Whip out a yodel, huddle-a-dee, huddle-a-dee, yaddle-a-dee. I just crank out a yodel, huddle-a-dee, hiddle-a-dee, huddle-a-dee. Crank one out, boys. Just crank out a yodel, hoodle-a-dee, hoodle-a-dee, hoodle-a-dee. Wee diddly-o, yeah, hoodle-a-dee, hoodle-a-dee, hey, hoodle-a-dee. Wee diddly-o, yeah, hoodle-a-dee, hoodle-a-dee, hoodle-a-dee. Well, the moral of my story is plain to see. A man's about as happy as he wants to be. So put a song in your heart and a yodel in your soul. And brother, let the good times roll. Hey!
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at sebastianitheater.com.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by the Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Restful sleep has many health benefits. It helps learning and memory and reduces risk for most chronic disease and obesity. Most adults acquire 7 to 9 hours of sleep regardless of age. Things that help us sleep better at night include exercise during the day, but not just before bed. Having a calm, dark bedroom with clean, comfortable bedding and learning to relax and let go of the stress each evening. We'll sleep better if we don't eat 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, avoid caffeine later in the day, as well as alcohol and tobacco.
Be changed for good at the Wicked Movie Sing-Along. Sonoma Community Center will host an interactive movie night featuring the 2024 movie adaptation of the hit musical Wicked. So follow the yellow brick road to Emerald City, also known as Andrews Hall, and join fellow musical theater fans for a night singing from one of the most popular shows in Broadway history. You don't need to be a Broadway star or even know the lyrics. The movie rolls along as any film would, but every time the actors begin singing, the lyrics light up under the singers so that the audience may sing along. The Wicked Movie Sing-Along will screen in Andrews Hall at the Sonoma Community Center on Thursday, July 31st. Doors open at 6 p.m. The film starts at 6:30. All proceeds benefit programs at the center. Tickets are available online. Visit SonomaCommunityCenter.org and be changed for good.
And now back to The Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back to The Morning Show. Oh, I really do enjoy the promo informational sponsor mentions from our very Sonoma Valley Hospital, particularly about relaxing. It's important to relax. Relaxing, especially in the summer, and one way to relax is to go to Sonoma Splash. Go to our local community and high school pool. It is, if you haven't been there, Sonoma Splash is absolute heaven. It takes me back to my childhood and to see all the happy people. There are two pools. There is a 16-lane competition pool, each lane 25 yards long. That's 16 lanes. That's a big, big pool. It's the biggest pool in the North Bay. And that includes Napa, Marin, and Sonoma. It's the biggest one. And there's also a 90-degree smaller pool. And it's perfect for kids, for families. And that's where I swim in the wintertime when it's 45 degrees outside because it's 90-degree water. Sonoma Splash. Go check it out. We've been playing some Western songs today. And as I was thinking about people who love that whole genre, I thought of Norton Buffalo, our very own Norton Buffalo. He took the Western genre of sort of folk and or Western swing to a new heights. Here's 18 Wheels from Norton Buffalo.
Wheels spinning, the race is on, and I'm winning, rumbling down that road, all that heavy load. Them 18 wheels just keep on spinning around at Frisco Bay. 18 wheels spinning, the race is on, and I'm winning, rumbling down that road, all that heavy load. Them 18 wheels just keep on spinning around at Frisco Bay. Petaluma chickens, the sweets and all my grace. It don't matter what I'm hauling, I've got what it takes. Flatbed bobtails, van and dumps. When I say go, my rig just jumps. From 18 wheels just keep on spinning around at Frisco Bay. 18 wheels spinning, the race is on, and I'm winning, rumbling down that road, all that heavy load. Them 18 wheels just keep on spinning around at Frisco Bay. Tons of wire, I'm rolling like my tail in my apartment. Seem to stop Lord knows how I'm trying.
I'm rumbling down this big old hill. Surely hope that I don't spill, cause I gotta keep these here wheels spinning till the end of my working day. 18 wheels spinning, the race is on, and I'm winning, rumbling down that road. All that heavy load, and 18 wheels just keep on spinning around at Frisco Bay.
Buffalo, 18 wheels, just keep on spinning around that Frisco Bay. I read on the internet thing yesterday that Willie Nelson has basically gone, he's in hospice now. He is slowing down mightily. He's not going to tour anymore, and he is just resting, they said. Willie Nelson, a legend. He's 92 years old. He spent so many years in that bus with his band, his family, and just a marvelous human being in all regards. Here is a tune from Willie, and it's called, and I'm not sure if I know this, but it's called "Still Not Dead" by Willie Nelson.
Woke up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. Well, if I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today. Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. Can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man. But I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. I woke up still not dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace will kill a normal man. But I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Last night I had a dream that I died twice yesterday. But I woke up still not dead again today.
And that was Willie Nelson right here on KSVY. Let's go ahead and keep on playing some Willie. This is, well, let's see if I can get a better one here. I'm going to play another Willie. I have Steve Kyle in the studio. Hold on there, Willie. Let me get a little more exciting one here. Here we go. We'll go with this.
I'm
crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. And I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. And I knew that you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Thinking that my love could hold you. And I'm crazy for trying. And I'm crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. And when the evening sun goes down, find me hanging round the nightlife. Ain't no good life, but it's my life. And many people just like me life, but it's my life. Well, now listen to the blues that you're playing. And listen to what the blues are saying.
Sure, I'm enjoying Willie. Willie, thank you for all that you have done for the world. And in my mind, you will always be traveling in your bus through the heavens, entertaining everyone. I have Steve Kyle in studio now, and we may as well bring him in live. And welcome to the KSVY studio, Steve.
Thank you, George. Pleasure to be here, and nice to see you this morning.
It's great to have you here, a long time Sonoman, 50 years in Sonoma, which is a long time.
That is correct. We got here in the mid-70s, and there was a day where we lived in Berkeley. Watt decided to do wine tasting, drove up and did wine tasting, happened to see a for sale sign on a house up in Diamond A. We were just tootling around.
Tootling, yes.
Tootling,
nice.
Called the realtor. Came in and looked at us, made an offer, went home. Our next door neighbor was walking down the street, said, "Where have you been?" We told them. And they said, "What are you going to do with this house?" And I said, "Well, we have to sell it." And he said, "What do you want for it?" And I threw a price at him. He said, "I'll buy it." So we bought and sold two houses, one in Berkeley, one here, in about 4 hours, 5 hours, maybe.
That is a tale of kismet,
Total kismet, yeah.
Yeah. Did he just expand his house or something?
No. He just moved from his place to mine.
Okay.
Mine was a little larger than his. Huh. And, yeah.
Trading up. You are here today, Steve, because you are participating in a new publicity and fundraising campaign by the Sonoma Valley Hospital called My Hospital. And so they have chosen five people to tell stories of their experiences with the hospital.
That's it. I'm one of them.
And so we're going to have you here till 9:17 or so, and anytime you want to tell those stories, you go right ahead. We're going to take a break in about 5 minutes. We might want to wait until we get
back. Okay, all right.
But I am personally a big fan of our hospital. I would completely agree that we are beyond fortunate to have such a great hospital in what is really not a big town.
Yeah. Well, I can say, I know you're going to have your finger on the red button, but
I do.
They have saved
you warned me.
They have saved my three-letter word, starting with an A.
That's okay. That word's okay.
Asshole's okay. Yeah, they saved my ass a whole bunch of times.
Okay, good.
Yes, two heart attacks, one laminectomy. I mean, it's just going. And plus, I've had three granddaughters born here.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think about hospitals very much. They're like gas stations. You only need them when you're out of gas. And boy, was I out of gas when I ran into those. And it's such an amazingly good run organization.
Yeah.
And how they coordinate, it's like a ballet between the red fire or the fire trucks, the ambulances, the paramedics, and all those guys. When that call went out, it was just like this. All of a sudden, boom, they were all doing their dance.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up hauling me down. And the only reason I'm here to talk to you at all this morning and have celebrated a lot of birthdays since my very first heart attack is because of the Sonoma Valley Hospital, the paramedics, and the ambulance crew from the fire department and all that. They were great guys.
You just told the whole thing right there. That's pretty fast.
I can get into some drama.
After we go to the top of the hour break, we will be happy to hear more dramatic stories. I think I have had some occasion to visit the hospital, and they've always been extraordinarily kind to me.
They're nice, gentle people, and the thing I like about them, they look at you, and when they speak to you, and they ask you questions, and they don't push. And we all, if you go in there at all, as varied as we are as a species in terms of personalities and things can go wrong, there's a sort of a leveling there where you can come in totally tweaked, whether a heart attack or you've had a car accident or you're a victim of some sort of violence or whatever. Huh? They seem to be able to take you and take you into the ER section and where you walk in there, and they have the rooms, and they have a whole crew, and they just go in and they boom, 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 and it's just, you know that you're going to be pretty well taken care of there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
A very reassuring thing, and of course, anywhere else is sort of a long ways away is the point here, I think.
Well, when you consider the beauty of one of the things that attracted Holly and I to Sonoma a long time ago, 50-some years ago, was the fact is there's only two-lane roads coming into this place.
Yeah.
And there's no major highways. There's none of that. And that is a wonderful thing on one side. It also can be detrimental on another side when you're trying to get to a place in a hurry.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to have this hospital here.
And there we are. We're going to come back with more of Steve Kyle in his helping out our Sonoma Valley Hospital Foundation, which raises money for our fabulous hospital to keep people within a short time from disaster. We're going to go to the top of the hour and more with Steve Kyle in just a bit.
You've been listening to The Morning Show.
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor.